The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others to test him asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he had relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a pretty heavy gospel passage, isn't it? About demons and exorcism and all those things. And maybe it's that time of year where, especially us as adults, we're starting to kind of long for something that little scary and whatever. Should this scare us a little bit? Do you think we should be scared from the gospel passage? I don't think we should. But why? I see some of you shaking your head. Why don't you think we should be scared? Who do we believe in? God. Who's more powerful, God or the demons? God. In fact, that's exactly what Jesus says. If it's by the power of God, the finger of God, think about it. God with his finger can do things. Imagine what he can do with his entire self. With his finger, he can cast out demons. But this last line is one that I found myself thinking about as we prepare for this day. That when a demon is cast out, and this something for us to remember, that we're not prone to being possessed, which is the word when we have a demon. But when a demon is cast out, it goes out and wanders about and thinks, "This is pretty miserable. I need some place to live. Ah, I know, I'll go back home. I'll go back to the person I inhabited before I was kicked out." And what happens? Well, he finds everything all nice and clean. Would you want to move into a nice clean house? Yeah. But you're all alone there. And so what do you want to do then? You move into a big clean house. Everything's provided for you. Everything's in order. Do you want to live there all alone? What do you want to do? Get a wife, have some, well, maybe not you yet, quite yet, but you want somebody to have, you know, if you're young and too young to get married yet, you call some friends together, right? And you have a party, right? Well, how about we suggest something different? Jesus is not saying that, just because Jesus didn't say that, but I think he's leaving us to think about it. If we don't want that to happen, If Jesus has made our house nice and clean, who should live there? Who do we want, if our house is our soul, who do we want to live in our house? Jesus and God the Father, right? And that's exactly what baptism does for us, right? It gives us that indwelling, what we talk about is indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit dwells with us. And when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, ooh, is there any room for anything evil? Is there any room for anything bad? That doesn't mean bad things can't happen to us, But they don't dwell in our souls because that's where the Holy Spirit is. And do you know, there's somebody that was so in tune and so filled with the Holy Spirit that her entire life was aimed to God the Father in the way that no other human being on the face of the earth has. Do you know who I'm thinking of? I heard a Mary. Mary, who Mary? That Mary or that Mary or... Yeah, Mary, the mother of God, Jesus' mother. Now, Mary didn't give existence to Jesus, right? But she gave flesh to Jesus. But the only reason she could give flesh to Jesus, the only reason she could say yes, is because she was so filled with the Holy Spirit. In fact, when the angel greeted her, "Hail, full of grace," where do we recognize that from? The Hail Mary. And what else did the angel say then? "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And then what did he say? Oh, I just threw a trick question in there. That was Elizabeth. "Behold, you have found great favor with God. You shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Right? That's a pretty big task, right? Was she fearful? No. Was she scared? Maybe. Did she question? A little bit. She said, "Well, how can this be? Since I'm a young woman, how can this be?" And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. The power of the Most High will come upon you. And then the angel said, "Well, I'm going to, as proof, see your kinswoman Elizabeth. She's pregnant 6 months. She who was so old, she was thought to not be able to have children. And she's 6 months with a baby." And what does Mary do? She has to go and see it, right? She has to go and see if this is true, not because she doubts, but she wants to help. And what does she... Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. John the Baptist recognizes Jesus, and he's in the womb of his mother. He jumps for joy, and Elizabeth cries out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And what does Mary say? We just heard it in our psalm response. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has done wonderful things for me. From this day all generations will call me blessed, for he has done great things for me." Do you notice something about Mary? Does she point at herself and say, "Hey, look at me. Look at how great I am"? What does she do? She doesn't brag. She doesn't say she's greater than anyone else. But who is the most important person in her life? God, namely Jesus, right? Her entire life from that point on was always about pointing people to Jesus. Or the very first miracle Jesus wouldn't have done. Maybe some people talk about that. His very first miracle, the wedding at Cana. She goes to him and says, "They're out of wine." And Jesus says, "That's not of concern of me. How does that concern me?" And she goes to the servers and do whatever he tells you. Her whole life is aimed at getting people to connect with Jesus Christ, to know her son. You know, there's, if you've ever met a Jewish mother, the wonderful things about Jewish mothers is they want their sons to be known. And Mary is the very best Jewish mother. So when we honor Mary, are we just honoring her? No, it's an act of worship of God, of thanking God for sending his son into the world, that he would make Mary so special, that Jesus Christ would come and have such a special mother. And so when we honor Mary, we worship Jesus Christ. And Mary can't help herself but lead us deeper and deeper and deeper to Jesus, her whole life. And when we're so filled with the Holy Spirit, we begin to recognize, I need to live with God's mother as my mother too. I need to live letting Mary be my guide. And that this day, as I shared with you when I visited your classrooms, we're going to ask Mary to be, in a special way, our mother. We're going to consecrate our parishes and our school to Mary, asking her to help us to love Jesus, asking her to help us to serve Jesus, helping her to help us to be with Jesus for all eternity. At this time, we will have the prayer of consecration, and I don't know if you're going to get questioned or whatever, why would we do this? And some people would say this is kind of a piety thing or whatever, and something to throw back to the old times or whatever. And I have to say, is it wrong to send a Mother's Day card at Mother's Day to your moms? It isn't, right? So we're doing the same thing of asking Mary to be with us in a special way, the way we'd ask our mothers and honor our mothers on Mother's Day. So if you would join me at this time, we invite you to kneel, and then after the prayer, we will together pray Hail Mary. Our Lady of Fatima, Queen of heaven and earth, and our loving mother, we come with gratitude for the love and care you have shown us. With all faithful people of all time, we too call you blessed. With love and devotion, we dedicate to you our area faith community of Saints Peter and Paul, our John Ireland School and Little Angels Preschool, and all who live and work here. May our consecration be complete and total. We consecrate to you our lives and labor, our studies and slumber. We ask your loving intercession for all our members, but especially the most vulnerable among us, the aged, the weak, the dying, the ill, and the unborn. We seek your care for our children and youth, that they would encounter your divine Son. Pray for our families, especially those who experience the hurt and pain of divorce and separation. Lead our sons and daughters to lives of service as priests and religious. Enable us to live the Beatitudes. Protect us from immorality and impurity. Help us to be disciples, guiding disciples to your Son. Bring conversion to those separated from your Son by sin, and move us to a life of grace. Help us to celebrate the sacraments well and find in them health and salvation. Intercede for us, dear Mother, that we may remember the gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. Help us to recognize the power of the Eucharist. Give us a renewed desire for prayer, especially of the Rosary. Reign over us as our Queen and Mother, leading us to a deeper love and faith in your Son. Please accept our consecration, dearest Mother, and use us as you wish to accomplish our Heavenly Father's designs on the world. May we be loyal instruments in your immaculate hands for the greater glory of God. Amen. And Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.